This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. There's nothing wrong with companies agreeing they won't recruit each other's employees, right? This case got started when the Department of Justice began investigating employee recruitment practices of seven companies, including Adobe, Apple, Google, Intel, Intuit, and two Walt Disney subsidiaries. The DOJ then filed suit against the companies, alleging they agreed to restrict the mobility of each other's skilled employees, resulting in lower salaries for highly skilled workers. The government claimed the conspiracy even called for the companies to abstain from placing cold calls or otherwise recruiting each other's employees. And the DOJ action was followed by lawsuits on behalf of 60,000 employees. Intuit and the Disney companies decided to settle for $20 million, while the others resolved to fight on. The judge approved the settlement, noting that it involved less than 8% of the class members and only 5% of the total potential class compensation, implying that holdouts could be held up big time. So agreeing to restrict jobs can do a job on all concerned. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.